This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Devastating fruit fly enters California. Hurtado eyes Valadao's seat, and OSHA pushed for heat rules. Devastating fruit fly detected in California. CDFA announced yesterday that the Tau fruit fly has entered the state, and the agency has enacted the first quarantine for the pest in the Western Hemisphere. The fly is native to Asia and a serious pest for agriculture and natural resources, that according to the department. It feeds on a wide variety of berries, fruit, nuts, and vegetables, along with native plants. Officials believe travelers introduced the fly through uninspected produce. They found at least 20 flies in Stevenson Ranch, a community in the Santa Clarita Valley of Los Angeles County. Unless emergency action is taken, there is a high potential for sudden future detections, warned CDFA. The area is under quarantine, and residents are advised not to move any fruits or vegetables from their property and double bag any they place in the garbage. CDFA is treating properties with a naturally derived organic insecticide to remove any live adult flies. It's also deploying fly traps with a minute amount of pesticide in the broader area. Now keep in mind, CDFA has successfully eradicated the pest four other times, dating back to the first detection in San Bernardino County in 2016. Hurtado eyes Valadao's seat. Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield is mulling a run for Congress in a seat currently held by Republican Representative David Valadao of Hanford. Hurtado has told reporters she's been making some calls, weighing her prospects. A run would pit her against former Assembly member Rudy Salas, a fellow Democrat who last week launched his second bid at unseating Valadao. Farm Bill proposal offers manure management alternatives. Legislation introduced in the House of the Senate would set up a new voluntary program to help livestock and dairy operations of all sizes reduce their environmental footprint. The program, intended for inclusion in the next Farm Bill, would cover most of the cost of equipment and infrastructure so producers can move to manure handling systems that achieve greater environmental benefits, according to a fact sheet on the COWS Act, which stands for the Converting Our Waste Sustainably Act. The projects would offer farms alternatives to more costly methane digesters, one advocate says. The Senate version is sponsored by Democratic Senators Alex Padilla of California and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Maine Democrat Shelley Pingree joined two Californians, Democrat Jim Costa and Republican Dave Valadao, in sponsoring the House version. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Democrats seek heat standard from Biden administration. More than 110 members of Congress are calling on the Labor Department to adopt a heat standard to protect workers. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration asked for input 2 years ago on what an occupational standard might include, but has yet to issue a proposal. In their letter to Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue, the Democratic senators and House members note that a recent Texas law overrides local ordinances requiring that workers get water breaks. This bill repeals local laws that protect the interests of everyday people in sectors such as labor, agriculture, natural resources, and finance, they said. When this bill takes effect on September 1, local protections against extreme heat, such as the Austin and Dallas ordinances that require water breaks for construction workers, will be nullified. Now take note, June was the hottest month in recorded history. You can read about the compliance costs for California's indoor heat standard in the AgriPulse West newsletter later this morning. Bill pushes EPA to take USDA input on pesticides. EPA would be required to seriously consider feedback from USDA when it comes to pesticide regulation that under legislation introduced by Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and Representative Joey Arrington of Texas. The requirement would apply to proposed EPA registration decisions that impose, quote, more restrictive changes to a pesticide label, according to the bill. Keep in mind, Marshall has said EPA failed to take USDA's advice on proposed atrazine restrictions that have caused consternation in farm country. In response to questions about those claims back in April, a USDA spokesperson said the department's Office of Pest Management Policy and EPA, quote, discussed the atrazine case and mitigation options under consideration prior to release of EPA's mitigation documents for comment. We appreciated the opportunity for discussion and made a number of suggestions resulting in EPA making some adjustments to the mitigation. OPMP officials meet regularly with officials from EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs, the spokesperson said. India export ban seen pushing up prices in Ukraine. The price of rice for Ukrainian consumers is expected to rise as a result of India's recent ban on exports of long-grain white rice. That according to the consulting firm APK Inform. India, one of the world's largest rice-producing countries, is also a major supplier to Ukraine. India exported 34,500 metric tons of rice to Ukraine from March 22 through June 23, which accounted for 30% of Ukraine's imports during the ongoing war with Russia, the firm said. Finally, here's today's She Said It. It's starting here. It's starting now. That Air Resources Board Chair Leanne Randolph celebrating the opening of a charging depot for EV trucks servicing the Port of Long Beach. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.